the issue of Osi Rabim Mavach Tzitzah, the whole shir, but the particular issue, you need a Rabim Shel Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or any Rabim, even if it's not a necessary Rabim Shel Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Now, the, I don't know, what kind of Gemara do you have? Not enough have this Gemara, like a stuff in the back. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Ritva, both say that's Beis Amin Aleph, based on the Gemara of your Testament Beis, Pasi Biros, only work for 13 Amos and a Shlish. We saw the Gemara yesterday. That being the case, the claim is made, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa. We saw Rashi said, Beferish, one of the preconditions for Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa is the Rashi on that Vav. Rashi discusses what Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa is. Vav Amin Aleph, quotes a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, has to be 16 Amos. Right? Rachav, the first thing, Rachav Sheish Esrei Amah. The side it says, it's a Gemara and Shabbos Tzadi Tessim and Aleph. Now, Pasi Biros only works, we saw Gemara before Shu Tessim and Beis, if the gap between the Diyumdim is less than 13 Amos and a third. So the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Peretz, who say that Beferish. So apparently, which is found in the context of Pasi Biros, even if it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemurah. This is, for those who are interested in the practical part of Erev, this is a disaster. Disaster.
Does that even make you
Chayim Daraisa,
or is it just...
No, that's sure, not Chayim Daraisa. It can't have it both ways. If it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemurah, not Chayim Daraisa. But the bottom line is the Erev is no good, because the Rabim Batal Mechitza. Oh, that's what I was thinking about. I didn't see this in print. Maybe we're both right. On the other days, Tosa says, they even have a picture. If you have Rosh Hashanah Rabim going through the first picture, the top picture, it says Tezayin Amah, then the Mavi is less, and they go right through. That the whole thing is one big Rosh Hashanah Rabim, including the part that's narrower. That's what you mean, the first picture. On the other days. So why can't they be shot over here too? You have a major highway. Smack in the middle of the highway is a bar, and in the bar they put Pasi Biros, but the whole everyone's going right through. True, it narrows to 13 and a third, right? So what? But they're going right through it. So why can't it be Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa? Even though at this point, at this narrow point, by definition, it has to be less than 13 and a third. That was my hara, but I haven't found it in print yet. So far, all I found in print was the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva. The opinion seems to be that since 13 and a third is less than 16 by higher mathematics, so therefore it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa, Gemurah Daraisa. Nonetheless, the Gemara is Beferish on Afchav Beis, Osi Rabim Mevat Lemechitza by Pasi Biros, according to one opinion. And therefore you see from here, you do not require Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemurah Daraisa to invoke the principle of Osi Rabim Mevat Lemechitza. But what the majority of the poskim disagree. The majority of the poskim say that we're assuming our erev in the halacha that way, as we shall see, that you need a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemurah Midaraisa. You don't have it because Shishim Ribo, other reasons that we'll get to later on. So the question, what will they do with this problem? This is a very, very serious problem. Serious problem. So, not only that, but the Gemara seems to say that way, except the Shabbos on the Avavim and Beis. Gemara says, it seems to say that Limute, this sugi over here, Limute Rosh Hashanah Rabim, according to Rabban, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemurah. Apparently, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemurah. Only Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemurah, that's what is Mevatel Mechitza. It's not 16 Amos, why? Rabban Shalom. They quote this Tosfos. The poskim discuss this. Your answer and mine is discussed by the poskim. Should be the same as the first picture here in the Tosis on Daf Vav Amud Beis. So here, it's getting too complicated to explain to you why the poskim don't like this. I still think this is a very nice point to say. But there's those who claim as follows, that the here we can say the entire thing, top to bottom, is all one big Rishus HaRabim. If you have four Diyumdim, four L's, so then it could be there's a Rishus HaYochid. It's hard for me to draw pictures. There could be four Rishus HaYochids, at least where all the L's are. In other words, is there a... look at this. So these... the claim is made that these areas, which are going to be considered Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. Why? Why? Because there are three walls. One, two, three. This is going to work. So that three walls, the assumption is that three mechitzas is enough to make a Rishus HaYochid, and that's going to make a problem for us, because you don't have in this picture. See, no place has three walls. That's what bothers the Chazon Ish. He has this amazing sheet that enables all of our Erevin to work, which is sort of based on this Yisod. You saw it for the first time right now. So based on this Yisod, it's the problem. You can't just say it goes all the way through, because there's just a Yochas in between. Even this part, which has no walls, should still be a problem, because here's a Chiddush Nifla, but there's just a Yochas considered like a wall. So this is surrounded by four walls, no less. In reality, there are no walls, but in Halacha, there are four walls. Why? One, two, three, four. It's hard to quite comprehend it precisely, but you have everyone understand what I'm driving at. This is a distinction in point of fact. Top picture in Tosfos Vav Beis, there are only two walls. Here, according to Chazon Ish as a construct, there are in fact three walls here, there are three walls here, three walls here, three walls here, so end up there are three, four walls in the middle. Imaginary walls. But okay, but that's the Chazon Ish tells us that imaginary walls also count. Yeah.
That top wall is part of the Ruach.
True, but it's less than Yud Gimel. That's exactly how Halacha must be seen at Pasei Biros.
Isn't that the Pashtus that there are four walls in Pasei Biros?
Yes.
Yes,
it's true. There are four walls in Pasei Biros. But we will see that Ramban you made reference to, we'll see in a few minutes. It's still a big Kiddush, because Rishus HaRabim is flowing right through here, right? And we can say that it's the Rav Mishel Rishus HaRabim. That's what I would have said. That's what you said. The Rav Mishel Rishus HaRabim. That's exactly why it can, according to Rabbi Yehuda, knocks the whole thing out. Right? We'll come to all these things. I'm just giving you this. Can be this is a yisod. Okay. So, Rabbi Osai, let us try to see what we can do over here. The Chazon Ish is who Moisev lo, who Mefarik lo. He asks a question, he gives an answer. Let's try to analyze what's happening. Oh. Now, let's go very slow. There are two cases here in the sugya, right? There's a chav beis. So we started with chav beis yesterday, okay? Let's go back to chav beis. We'll come back. Chav beis involved, if you haven't figured out, but it's mamish one sugya. You can't, literally the same sugya. Let's start again. Rav Yehuda says, in Derech Shusuram, Mafsakosin, Pasi Biros, Yisal Kenel, let's start. We have to reroute them. Chav saying, let's start. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozda, Amit Havayu, Kano, Diacha, Kogel, Shom, Mechitz. What is this? Kano, Siulei, Vom, Rabbi Yochanan, Shlaim, Mamod, Lassan, Lus, Valaylam, Chenem, Shom, 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 what do you see? What do you see? That you see, Os, Rabbi, Mamavat, Le, Mechitz, Da. So what do you mean, Kano, Diacha? Al, Kavalo, Siulei. Very nice. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, the Amish, the Kondra, Rabbanan, teaches you how powerful Mechitz are, that they don't say, Os, Rabbi. But he himself, disagrees. Fine. Frank the Gemara. Rami the Rabbi Yehuda the Yehuda, Rami the Rabbana the Rabbana. The Tanya. Here's this magical brisa that we keep focusing on. And this brisa, Rabosai, is not only found over here on Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, but it's also found on Daf Vav. That's again the same sugya. Yes, Al Kain, we discussed yesterday the Tosefta, where it's based on. On Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Hoyalo Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidim, Mishnei Sarabim. Also, lechem mikan, velechem mikan, akorah mikan, velechem mikan, venosim, venosim b'yemtza. Amulo, ein ma'arv mishus harabim b'kach. Kash dabu dabu da. Kash dabu 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 da. Slow. Before we even get to the teretz. How much space is there between these two shnei tzidim mishus harabim? Doesn't say. Not a civil engineer or an architect. How much space might there be between one and the other? What would you say, gentlemen?
What would you say?
Yes.
10?
Could be.
Who wants to up it, like an auction? Do I hear one want to up the up it?
What's
up?
You're giving animals some space.
But not more, because the Gemara is comparing it to what? To Pasi Biros. If it's more than that, if it's more than 13 and a third, what's the kasha? Pasei biros is less than 13 and a third, and here it's more. So for the fact that the Gemara is suggesting this kasha, rami, indicates that the distance between one wall and the other wall is 13 and a third or less. Everyone follow me? Yeah.
The kasha is in the opposite direction. More
the they're double, it's a double kasha. It's in two directions.
I know, but the Rehuda kasha is that is there.
Okay.
So therefore it doesn't have to necessarily be not more than Rehuda.
You're saying the Rabbanan would, on the Rabbanan side it would, yeah, but it's the same case. So it has to be. Kam the Chazon Ish with a wap achidish. So like this. I'll answer the following shayla he asks. I'll have like this. Look at this. I have a wall like this. It goes this far. This. What? This is all we should say. Okay. So I have Dalat Tvachim, either side. And in between, I have 15 Tvachim. What do you say? I would have said, why not? That's how you said, you have two walls on each side. Good enough. Because the Gemara is over here in Beferish. Let's read the next few lines. Finished. Two walls, enough. Over here, but right, the two walls. Passing bros, there aren't shtei mechitzas ma'ayasas. Period. Rabbanan say, shame abba mechitzas. These are all critical, this is such a critical Gemara. Says the Chazon Ish, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Can't be. You have to say, it's a wap achidish, that in order for this to be a Rishus HaYachid, the majority of the perimeter must be enclosed. All that's going to happen is if these walls are close enough to each other, right, that this wall is greater than the gap between. Just plain arithmetic. If the two side walls are longer than the gap between them, by definition, the majority of the perimeter is enclosed. If, however, it's the other way around, that the gap between the walls is more than the walls themselves, by definition, the majority of the perimeter is not enclosed. Oh, you follow what I just said?
No,
the length of the wall. The height of the wall is 10 falchums enough. Oh. That's what Chazon Ish says. But now, I was asked yesterday to read a Ramban, and I didn't, for a good reason. The Sefer called the Divrei Yecheskel, where she was Slabotka. He has a long piece on this, it's called Simon Hay. In the very, very last paragraph, it's, let's see. Simon Hay is 14 pages, somewhere there. In the very last paragraph. He has the kasha. Came in the Rabbi Yudah Lohit El Yud Gimel Amash Shlish V'lo Yoser Him came to Ein Zeresh Yisarabim Tavi Pochus Mites Zayin Amen Negad Apilush V'lo Dom Yidrish Yisarabim Hamis Katze V'yemta The Chayav L'das Tois Yisarash V'Sugyon That's the picture on Vavim Medbeis The Hosam Harei Mechubu L'sh Yisarabim B'gomer V'bot Let's Lo Masha Enkein Kan The Mufsuk Adirish Yisayochid Mikol Arba Ruchosov. That's exactly what I just showed you on my picture over here. The Zohar Shusayachet, as he puts it. Pasidi Ros Neged Kol Azavios Bevada Choshev Shusayachet. Because there are two mechitzes, right? Kod Abiyuda, you don't even need three. Two. Look at the answers. About Pidivrei Rabbal Amor Vamilchamas Shekosvu Shel Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Mechitzes Doraisa Eino Ela Ba'omeid Meruba Laporetz Osi Shaper. When I looked at this, I said, "What in the world are you talking about?" So, in order to understand what he's talking about, let's see the Baal Amor and the Ramban and see what do they say. So, before we see them, let's go slow. We can seriously attest. So the sugya we learned called Beza Manal is a very important tosis. Every tosis is very important. I guess we should read. We should read all of them. There are four tosis in this little piece of Gemara. Let's just start from this. Take it from the top. Called Beza Manal. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yerushalayim Yilmole Dalsal Seh Avim Tomar Shani Yerushalayim. Davi Rechava Sheish Esri Amos Upasim Lek Al Yud Gimel Mishlish. Obvious question. V'yesh Loma Ho Will V'hoyal Yerushalayim Tzuras HaPesach. Everyone knows what that means. The Choshen K'mechitza, as it says in Afir Alf V'yesh Lo Tzuras HaPesach In Tzorach L'mayit. It means you don't have to make the opening of the blind alley to be less than 10 Amos because of Mechitza. Lo hoyo le rabim de bake levat la mechitza. You know, it's more than 16 amas wide. Since there's a tzuras haPesach there, it should not be mevat. Afilo le rab de asne tzorach lemaid moda hu de min haTorah mahani. We're talking about level d'orais. And he brings a rabbi from Kilai. Fine. First tos. Second tos. Chayav and Olam Hashem Yeshus Rabim Tom Akeva the Maskina the Rabbi Yochan and Sova like Rabbi Yuda Amai Chayav and Olam Hashem Yeshus Rabim Who is the Shtei Mechitzes Doraisa. What a murder the Kakash In Yishalayim there are two walls Yer Shloma Di Yishalayim Hoysim Mefuleshes Me Arbat Stodom V'chayav and Olam Hashem Yeshus Rabim Le'omeid Be'emta Apilish Le'lek HaMechitza. This is absolutely wild. Tell me this. Take a Yerushalayim, okay? Like, I'm not good at drawing, but let's just imagine Yerushalayim looks like this, has a wall going around. Huh? Yerushalayim, the holy city. Okay? Now, this is not today's Yerushalayim. This is Yerushalayim of yesteryear. So let's assume for the moment that there are gaps in the wall of Tezayin Amo here. And here, and here, and here. But so what? There are two walls. Says Tos is not here. We'll call it the epicenter. This is where, smack in the middle, you look east, north, south, no walls. There are no walls. You can look straight out in all four directions. That's the problem. We're not finished drawing yet, but keep this in mind. So says Tosis. Fine. Next Tosis. Kashi Rabbi Yehuda. Kosaka Daitach, the Makshe, the Rabbi Yehuda, Sholosh Mechitzes Doraisa. Whoa. The Makshe didn't appreciate the fact that Rabbi Yehuda has this incredible Chiddush that Shtei Mechitzes is Doraisa, because the whole world holds. He needs Sholosh Mechitzes Doraisa to make it into a Shusa Yochid. Belechi Vikoro Mishu Mechitza. Whoa. Because the Gemara, you have two walls and you can put a lechi here and make it work. How can it be? A korah, how can it be? Must be lechi and a korah both work mishum mechitzas. You have three. These two mechitzas daraisa. If you knew that from the beginning, lo have a parach midi. And what is the answer? Yeah, two mechitzas daraisa. Fine. He nami. I feel like a sova shalosh mechitzas daraisa even in a half a minute of action. Lo osi rabim and mevatim mechitza shlishis. Why not? Kave and the ika shtei mechitza shlemus. You have two good walls. The rabim can't destroy the third wall. The third wall, you know, it's shvach. It's an alechi. You know, it hangs on to two good walls and it can protect itself against the rabim. Final tosis. Rabbanan rabbanan lo kasha. Have a matzah l'shnui the rabbanan lo pligi ad rabbi yuda alimid the rabbanan. Okay, it would have been another possible text. Fine. This is Gemara Rashi Tosis Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Another word is noteworthy here in Rashi. Let's read the Rashi's again. Chayav Lameshim Alma Osir Rabbi Bala Mechitza. Hosu Vika Shem Dala Mechitzas. She Shtei Amos Heker Hekef Dofen L'chol Ruach. What word is strange over here? Heker, who takes it out? The Bach. Heker. Say, Shtei Amos, Hekef, Tofen, L'chol Ruach. What's Heker doing here? The Bach is ridiculous. Where's the word Heker found in Shas Bavli in Masecht Erevin? Anybody know? On the Hem and Aleph, on the fifth line, the Gemara says, Kuliyama Koramishim Heker. Right. What's Heker is the opposite of what? Mechitza. But here, that's by Korah, maybe by Lechi. Here we're talking about regular walls. What's the word Heker doing here? Keep that in mind, the question. Okay, yes?
The end of the first Tosfos, isn't Tosfos referencing the Kasha, the Homer of Yochanan? The last line, if you perish Akka, the perish Gavi Yisrael Kemicha?
We're not up to that yet. The perish Akka, I skipped for the moment. We'll come back to it, Mr. Shem. We'll come back to it. That's the Tosfos of the We're not up to that yet. We'll come back. We're going to learn Chav Beis, we're going to learn Avav, hopefully every line. So just go in a certain order. So let's turn to the Balamon and the Rambam. Says by Yerushalayim, same as Tosfos. Yishaleka afilu shtei mechitzas. There aren't even two mechitzas. Visharabim bokem b'shesi v'yarif. And in the middle, the epicenter, lohoya b'afilu mechitzas achas shlohoyu harabim bokem ba. Finished. So the Balamor is basically saying exactly the same as Tosfos. Says the Ramban, "Ein dvarav bezeh nechon. Shafilu, granted, boken b'mshesi v'yarei. The divrei ha'omer shtei mechitzas doraisa, b'mokah mechitzos ein ochayev. Right, you're not chayev where the walls are. She'ein harabim mevatim, ela mechitza haprutza. What does that mean?" Amazing Ramban. This is what you spoke about yesterday.
opposite of the Ritva b'pshuto. The Ritva said, and even the Baal Amor seems to hold that way. Because when the Baal Amor phrases it, he says, watch this, Mishum deleka afilu shtei mechitzes. It's nothing. Rabban Bokum HaShesker and the mechitzes as if they don't exist at all. Remember the Ritva I read yesterday, mapple the whole mechitzes like nothing. The Baal Amor and the Ritva seem to say that Osi Rabban about the mechitzes to kipshuto. The mechitzes butl the mevutl is nothing there. Rabban said it's not true. What does it mean, Rabban Mevatlim? What does it mean? She'ein or Rabban Mevatlim ela mechitza prusa shelo nema bo lovu. Now, what does the word lovu mean in its technical sense? How much? Three tefachim. Obviously, more than that over here. But lovu is a phrase which means the two are as if they're connected. Normally, lovu is only more than three tefachim. Here, it could be quite a few amos. It's still lovu in the sense that it's connected. So the Rabban prevent that from happening. The Rabban prevent you from connecting one end to the other. But maybe Kiyos and the Pirza could go in Diyumdin. The Pasuk Bira also called Diyumdin. Shanutzrichim loma bahen roin hamechitzos kilu marichos v'sos mazulazu ubikiyo the Rabban mafsekas bahen. The Rabban prevent Rabosai, prevent us from attaching one diuma to the other. See a toast. No good. You cannot link one L to the other L. You follow me? Doesn't mean that mechitza don't exist at all. It means you cannot link one to the other. And therefore, they can't link one to the other. Mechitza, in effect, is bottle. Not as if there's nothing there. Everyone follow me so far? Now, here's crunch time. Avol, and here I need you to help me read this. Avol shtei mechitza zu keneged zu b'medina. Afal pi sheyesh be'emtzon pirta shel rabin bokin bo shesi v'yorev. I efshel l'shtei ha-mechitzos l'zbatel. Follow me? The mechitzos are not bottled completely. U keneged ha-omen mikan ha-mikan eino nas reshus to rabin li'olam. Shereshtei mechitzos gemuros hein ve'omed meruba laports key line ve'ein anu tzrichim l'stimas ha'pirtzos. There's no need for us to link one with the other. Before I go on, I draw a picture. Go back to the Ramban is saying. That these walls all exist. Right? They're not knocked down completely. The Baal Amor is assuming the walls are knocked down completely. He said, no, the walls exist. Now, we'll see soon. But therefore, what happens?
Ready?
Yeah.
According to the Baal Amor, then, even not in the epicenter,
it should also be chayav.
Right.
Right? Could be. But the walls lashon of the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor's Lashon, let's read the Baal Amor's Lashon very carefully. Let's go slow. He says, Ol Surah Mamechitza, Shem Deleka Afilu Shtei Mechitzis, why? Lefi Sharabim Bokim Bo Shesi V'yarif. Falohoya Afbo Afilu Mechitza Achas, Shlohoya Rabim Bokim Bo. So there's no Mechitzis. Now, get a pressure from the Baal Amor that not only would you be Chayev in that middle spot, but you'd be chayv everywhere. Now, what Tosis lashon on Chavez and Aleph? What does Tosis say? Chayavin Ole Mishum Mishter Rabim Laome Biemtza Pilush Lega Mechitza. So, according to what tells Baal, not the same thing. They're both saying they're no mechitzas. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Baal Mos says no mechitzas. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis says, but if you're in the middle, then there are no mechitzas. Everywhere else there is a mechitza. And the Ramban there was arguing the Baal Amor. Maybe we're arguing Tosis Ladin. Correct. Thank you for that clarification. So the Ramban says in 90% of Yerushalayim, plus, there are going to be two walls. And there's no need to connect those walls. Why? Because the Ramban is saying a chiddush. Whenever the majority works, I heard from my Rebbe, Zechron Levracha, in one of two pshat, either Rov works on its own, or Rubo Kakulo.
I think the Ramban is saying, well, you don't need Rubik Kulo. If you need a Rubik Kulo, you likely have to have Kulo, at least in the abstract. So you have to connect the two halves. No, Rov works. Where does it say Rov works? It's Halacha L'Moshe Misina Rov works. Take a look at the Gemara on both sides. The whole Sugya Gemara over here on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom was a discussion. The Gemara, what if it's 50-50 exactly? Paras Ka'omet. Whole discussion. Mut Derasar. What's the Losh Gemara? Hochi Agme Rachmana L'Moshe. Lo Sifrat Ruba. Lo Gedor Ruba. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. That Rov works. Finished. Don't have the Rov Kikulo. Rov works. If Rov works, there's no need to make lines between the two parts of this of the opening of the wall of Yerushalayim. You don't have to make walls, and the fact that Rabban goes through is irrelevant. Rabban prevents us from drawing lines, love it. Right? Pasi Biroz, for example. But over here, there's no need, because Rov is enough. That's why I understood the words of the Rabban until now. Let's go on. Again, it's chazer again. He says, even if the Balamora's case is true, there's an epicenter there. He yevshal the shtei mechitzos this battle who connected how omed mikana mikana in and asked the mishas rabbi the olam shari shtei mechitzos gemurah say v'amruva la parts ve'nonu tzrichel the stemas haperitzes. Oh, what about connected parts? Habel connected haparots toisa shayla. Im yesh bo platya rochav sheshesri ama al sheshesri ama efsher shechayav and olav afal pi shein tocha mavuos mikan and mikan rishus rabim meishtei mechitzah shalahed v'zel platya gadol amura b'chol mokum. The man Shabbat says what's rishus rabim? Sratya platya, a plaza. Fine. V'rabi Yehuda modeh ba, even though it has two mechitzahs, a platya is an exception. Av bepochos mizeh ein chayov and olav the divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'zeh davar baruch. So writes the Rambam. Now, let's go a little further. V'hod the Tanya. B'chotzer shal rabim nichnasim b'zu v'yotzim b'zu. Rishus rabim l'shabbos. There's no such price. Now look, I know what he's talking about. I came up with a pshat. Baruch shekivanti to the hagos v'tziyunim on the side. He says, yeah, do all of you have that, or just the old Zvahodah guys have it? Old Gemara's have a hagos on the side over here?
No.
No. Okay, so let's take a look. Since you don't have it, let's look at the Gemara. Chav, Beis, Amud, Beis. He gives you the key words. I was scratching my head. The Ramban knows Shas Baal Peh. Right? That's for sure. That's my Depolik. And it's holding in the Sugya. Chotzer, Sharabim, Nechnasim, Bezu, V'yosim, Bezu, V'shutram, L'shabbos. Where does it say that? Nowhere. It says on the last two narrow lines of Chav, Beis, Amud, Beis. Chotzer, Sharabim, Nechnasim, Bezu, V'yosim, Bezu, V'shutram, L'tumma, V'shutram, L'yachad, L'shabbos. It's exactly the reverse. The Yachid the Shabbos. So I found, I said, Baruch Shekivanti. I'm not sure it was Mechavan too. Mechavan to somebody in Hagos Vitzayunim. The Pshat is as follows. Tezayin, for those who can have it, should read it. Bebraisa Chobbez and Bez Easter, which should say Yachid the Shabbos. Rakta Adomor, Ramasik, I'll say, the Hain of the Rabbonon. That's correct. Rabbi Yehuda, the Svirle, the Kiyas Shabbos, the Mavad, the Mechitza. Havish is a Rabbon the Shabbos. It's an inference. The Ramban assumes you know call it Torah backwards and can even make inferences. Doesn't bother telling you what the Ramban, Malach Hashem, if you can't begin to be mastered by Madregas, they were on. Yeah, I figured it was. Took me quite a while. I didn't have this Gemara at home. Took me quite a while to figure this out. But this time I'm going on the right path. I don't know who wrote this. It's not from the Bach. It's from called Shar Mefarshim. Doesn't tell you who. Call up the Oz V'Hodr and then they ask him who it is. But I thought of the same pshat. I guess it's the right pshat. Okay. So what? No. What's pshat? How can it be? Oh! She soveres sholosh mechitzes d'oraisa. That price is not like Rabbi Yehuda. In that sense. In other words, how should we say it? Sovelak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada u'polagale b'chada. They hold that osi rabbi b'mavat le mechitzta. But they also hold Shalosh Mechitzas Daraisa, the most simplest pie. Oh, a second possibility. Look carefully now. Shebokin Bashesi Ve'erif. They're going through both ways. Fine. Hipsilcha L'shesaram Gemura Mikana Mikan. Also fine. Uparutz Meruba Al Ha'omed. What does that mean? Uparutz Meruba Al Ha'omed. So Ani Akotin, the Tumi, I thought it meant that on both sides, what's the Brisa say? Chos Hashem Nechnasim Bezu V'yotzim Bezu. It's Paretz Meruba Al Ha'omed. That's what I thought it meant. I'm doing my picture in my head. This is clearly more than this, right? That's the case. That's how I read it. I still think I'm probably right, but we'll see soon that not everyone agrees with my shot for good reasons. That's why I read it. Follow me? You see the picture? That's why I read it. Hold on. Not done yet. Okay, so now we understand very well. Now they look again to yourselves. Shrei al korchenu, we have the girsa ein, and on the side it took out the word ein. Oh man, that's a pretty big difference. I don't know how to find out who's right. Tzrichim liros bo shtei mechitzas zu kineged zu ki ilu ma'arichos v'sosmos kigon pasi biros. So why ain't Srichin? Not necessary. Why is it not necessary? Look, we have two walls. We have two walls. Okay? And now, in this case, you have Poritz Meruba on the two sides. So if Paratz went two sides, the question then becomes, well, what happened? Who cares? There are two walls on the top and the bottom. Who cares going on the sides? Well, Shtei Mechitzas is the Raisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The first Teretz from Rabban was that the Raisa holds Shalosh Mechitzas is the Raisa. The second Teretz holds, no, Shtei Mechitzas is the Raisa. But Paratz, Ruvah Lo'omeid, the way I understood it, on two sides, kills it. But the question is, why should it kill it? Why? And that, on the contrary, and if you have the word ain in it, it makes it worse. If you don't need it, then the Rabban before said you don't say, B'kiyas Rabban is Mevatel. So what we can do is take out the word ain. And the truth is, the word al-korchenu sounds that way. We must say, we have to say, that means it was stuck. Ein doesn't fit. Al-korchenu tzrichin liros bo, shtei mechitzas zu keneged zu, kilim arichos v'sosmos. What does that mean? Which mechitzas, what's he talking about? What's he saying? We have to say that these are marichos v'sosmos. Why should that be so? So one can say like this, why? If you call that you have two walls, that should be good enough. Two walls. So you could say pshat, no, two walls aren't really good enough by themselves. Two walls, we draw an imaginary line to connect the walls. So the Rabbi can kill it. Mocha Bey said, sounded not that way. Mocha Bey sounded like it said, you have two walls, according to Abuda, nothing kills it. Shtei Mechitzas Mal Yisrael. These are significant problems. How do we read the words over here?
Now, I saw it somewhere quoted, and now I got to this Divi Yecheskel, you have the whole different pshat over here. Horace Ruba quantity that Divi Yecheskel's pshat doesn't mean the way I just drew it. It means the perimeter is Paras Ruba. As the perimeter is Paras Ruba, there's no dice, nothing works. That's how I think he may have been learning it. Because otherwise, he says, look, I found it in the Balmoram, I didn't see anything. So we'll try to come back to it a little bit later. But it's a different interpretation of what the simple words of the Ramban mean. The simple words. I'm not exactly sure what the Ramban meant. On a simple level, it means, Rab naka pase biros, they prevent you from connecting the dots. Right? But, omen meruba? No problem. Omen meruba? No need to collect any dots. Hoch mari rachmana, tigdar ruba. I was going to ruba. I don't care the dots are not connected. That's how I read the simple pshat in the Ramban, which is a great thing. If that's correct, Rabbi Osai, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds osi rabim umavatli mechitzta, it wouldn't apply by Omen Meruba. That's how I read the Ramban. But others are reading it completely differently, as we shall see shortly. Okay, Rabbi Osai, so far you with me? I don't know if you're holding cup. It's a little complicated over here. But you go over it a few times, you'll see. Yeah.
So according to that, it's going to cause an issue for my
So the way I read it, there's no reference at all to the perimeter of Chazon Ish. Nothing. I'll come back in a few minutes. I want to show you towards the end of the Shiel to come back to the. I don't want to spend the whole time. Other things to say. We'll come back. If not today, tomorrow. I want to show you the other way to read it. It's hard. I just want to give you a chance overnight. You should read it. How do you get out of this problem? With one Girsa, the other Girsa. So I'll give you a chance too. Now, gentlemen, the Gemara says explicitly on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph that according to the Rabbanon, if you have shame, dal, and mechitzis, we do rabba banat mabat mechitzis. Beferish. Rabbanon, Rabbanon lo kasha, hocha ika shame, dal, and mechitzis. Hosam leka shame, arba mechitzis. What's the case where it is? Pase biros. What about omed meruba? What would you say? Let me smart. What would you say? Is Omer Meruba better, the same, or worse than Pasi Biros? No, Pasi Biros is one Amma here and there's 13 Amma gap. I'm discussing Omer Meruba without Pasi Biros, just plain old Omer Meruba. What would you say, Kwadir Rabbanim? Rabbanim Mavatla Mechitzis? It's worse than Pasi Biros or not, because it's the same or better than Pasi Biros. What would you say? Huh? You want the Ismavat? Okay. You have Gedolim here in this room. I would have said, what, are you kidding? Pasi Biros is make-believe. Here have four walls, Omen Meruba Laparts. It's better. Let's just shame Dal Mechitzis. There are Dal Mechitzis. Shame is a lumdus. Here it's for real. As much as lumdus is, reality trumps lumdus, no? Maybe not. Maybe not. Lumdus trumps reality.
Four.
Three is the same as four, according to the most poskim. Right. Let's get to that. Also, is an important wrinkle. The Ritva writes as follows. Drabonna, drabonna, lave lo kasha. He quotes the Gemara. Aye, but we have four walls here too. But look at Malchut Beis. What did it say over here? What did it say? Lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, korah mikan v'korah mikan. No, there are four walls. Ah, mishum korah mishum lechi, iris mishum mechitza. That's a Gemara boss that we saw adav heim and aleph. Come on, lo chashivilu shei mechitzas lichashuvas in yezeh. Ah, shei means real mechitzas. Vafilu b'tzuras Pesach nami lochashivim mechitzis ki ein pasi biros sheyesh
Shnei Amos Omdin. Towards the Pesach is not as good as Pasei Beros. It's a little counterintuitive to us. Towards the Pesach spans the entire gap. Pasei Beros is only in the corner. Doesn't matter. Shnei Amos Omdin. So the first one explained, hey, I'm blocking out the Rabbin. I'm an Amma, I'm 2 feet. I'm 2 feet. You can't get through these 2 feet. Go to the side. Monea Bekias Rabbin. But it's worse than Pesach. The thinnest lechi could be a mashu with a wire on top. They're going right through. That's how they end up shot in the word heker. We couldn't understand before. Heker means I'm noticeably impeding the thoroughfare of the Rabbin. A Turas of Pesach, which is as thin as a apple peel, is not noticeably hecker wise impeding the progress of the rabbi. Right. Ika lemeidak mikom gam Rabbi Yochanan dami Yerushalayim il moled al sendos v'layla ein chav v'nem Hashem shus rabim os rabbi ba'al mechitza. Why? Ik Rabbi Yehuda v'shtei mechitza s'nal yasa. Either Rabbanon, watch this now. Ho'ika shem dal mechitzes de adifi mi pase biros. Ki ein tzorach loma sheva osen ruchal shoy pischi vishalayim ha b'chol pesach v'pesach mikan ha mikan omeid meruba ma'od yosir ala poros. That's just better. A lot 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 better.
Which
way? Omen Meruba La Parts is much better than Pasei Beros. Right? Well, actually, I misstated. It's Omen Meruba Ode La Parts. It's 90% enclosed. But it's better, they did say it's better than Pasei Beros. Adifi mi pasi biros. Ika shem dal mechitzis. Adifi mi pasi biros. Because all we repose is better. Here you have an amma and an amma 13 in between. Here we have 13 and 30 with one amma between. Or, I don't know, 130, 130, whatever else is in between. That's his kash. So the teretz that he gives is the same I want to show it to you inside. Let's go back to the Ramban just for 1 minute. In our print, it's a new paragraph. It's very easy. Which is such an obvious teretz, the Pell is why Tosfos hold that way. And we have to talk about that, believe that down the road. The Ritva says it, Tosfos, the Ramban said, everyone says it. Because he doesn't understand what in the world the Tosfos and the Balamor want in the first place. Abel Torech Zeh Shal Balamor Lama V'chi Kol Dvarav Shal Rabbi Yehuda Tluyen Hein Zeh Bazeh El Rabbi Yochanan Sabalok Rabbi Yehuda Dosi Rabbi Mevadli Mechitzah. Aber bestei mechitzos ki rabbon in sabalo. Obvious. Lefichoch, Yerushalayim il mole dal salsera nulos balayla. Chayovin ole meshe meshusa rabbon. Why? Lefi, shesh'orea mechuvonim zeke neged zeh. Vahavilu bekiya de rabbon kiprutzin bimiluon bimokom psochim berochav sheshesre. The osu rabbon umavate le mechitzos Sha'ovrin Bahen Kirabi Yehuda Vishtairilu Shtei Mechitzis the Einon Rishisarabim Kirabana. In other words, you don't forget Shesi Vyara. They're going through even only one way. One way they're going through. One way. I think if you look at I got some archaeological some old pictures of Yerushalayim, the walls. It's only straight through in one direction. I think it's from north to south. I think that's where it went straight through. I'm trying to remember from my we haven't even today in the old city. It goes from, you know, like from Shar HaShpot, right? It goes all the way north to the Shar nearby Shar Shechem. So you can still walk today. I think you walk straight through. I think it's the same. It's not safe to walk, but you could walk straight through. Other way it didn't go through because they're basically Midrash in the way. Harabais. That's my recollection. Goes to once. Okay, so therefore, what's the din? So if you hold, you need 3 mechitzas, you don't have them. Because the north, south, 16 amma, path cuts off the east side from the west side. So they're only going to be two walls and not three walls. Now that's what it sounds like you're saying. Let's go. Ishtairalu shte mechitzas, the inon rishus rabim, kirabanan. Maybe he's saying this. Maybe I spoke too soon. Maybe he means also going through both directions. He doesn't discuss one or the other over here. Maybe because it's arguable. It's not clear exactly what he's saying over here. If this, in fact, is a metzias, say metzias is the balamora, right? So the question becomes: what are the two walls over here? Which two walls? Maybe he means these two walls. Maybe this is straight term. You want this sort of flat. Not two walls. Just these two walls, maybe it is. Because why would this be two walls? Either it's three walls, or four walls, or no walls.
You're saying in the middle path.
In the middle, you're saying?
No, in the middle path. You only have two
walls. In the middle path, let's say going this way.
You're always going to only have two walls.
I only have two walls. Why?
Because I'll see Rabin for those walls on the ends.
So Rabin will knock off
those holes.
Those holes. So here I'll have what? I'll have a wall. Which two walls do I have?
The one on the north and the one on the south.
But I don't have the walls here.
Because it's Osirabim there.
Ah. Could be that's what he means. I'll leave it to you to figure out more what he means. But the Ika point in the Ramban is that Tosis is making an assumption that all Rabbi Yehuda's things go together. The only Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Mechitzes is Araisa. The only Rabbi Yehuda that Osirabim and Vala Mechitz, they go together. Why? Why should they go together? Two unrelated shilas. One is a shayla that could be in the middle of the desert. No one's walking. How do you make a shizayach? Two walls or three walls? A second is a shayla. Rabbi Mevatel, there could be 100 walls. Unrelated shaylas. Why is the Tosis and the Balamara assume that they go together? That's a very significant question. No matter how we figure out only the Ramban, what it means at the end. But he obviously is saying that two don't connect to each other. And at first glance, he's right. We don't understand why Tosis and Balamara didn't accept the simple teretz of the Ramban that the two are unrelated to each other. The Ritva is exactly the same thing. Hanachon. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda b'Chada, Rabban b'Mechitza, Rabbanan b'Daraisa. You need three walls. Therefore, b'Yishalayim, Nishalosh b'Mechitza Al Yosef Aleka. Because once, if the walls aren't closed at night, you don't have three solid walls anywhere. There are no three walls because the wall on the sides where they go through the Rabban going through, that wall's knocked out. Period. Okay. Yeah, just figure out a little bit more to see it showed better on the picture. That these walls are knocked out. You only have the two walls. So two walls, not enough. This wall doesn't count. This wall doesn't count. On the other hand, the Rabban is one who said that it's only knocked out here, not knocked out here. So then maybe it's also about doing the path itself. That's what you said before. Because here, good. Let's assume that's the correct trap for the moment. Karabosai, having said all this, and I hope you're not dizzy yet, let's now turn our attention to something else. Very important. There's a remarkable, remarkable alternative. Chazar again. We spoke before about Omer Meruba. And we said that Omer Meruba is better than Pasi Biros. I read it to you from the Ritva explicitly. Better than Pasi Biros. Okay? It's better than Pasi Biros. Shem Dal Mechitzis. Rav Manap of Alcohol to the Rabbon. Fine. However, let's look at the Gemara Bigadol. Chazara. What's a Chazara? We're going to read the whole Gemara. This whole Gemara, we're going to read it again. The Mishnah says, "If you don't marry him, on your derech shus rab mafsekos nisalkenu letzod." Chama amen etzorch. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozad, the Metavayu, kanu liyachak korosh shemechitzis, kanu svirulei. On Rabbi Yochanan, shulayim ilmoda aser nishulayla chamish shus rabim. That means Rab amavat mechitzis.
Elakamalo Svirale. Strange. Okay, that's what it says. Frek the Gemara, double steer, Rabbanon, answers the Gemara, Tuteirutim. What are the Tuteirutim? Rabbanon, Ikashte Mechitzes Ma'aliasa, and here not. Rabbanon, also not Shver. Hocha Ikashte Dal Mechitzes, my Abba Papasi Biros. Hossam, in the case of Yeser Al Kain, Shnei Bob Shinam, Lekha Shem Dal Mechitzes, only two. Watch this. Once we say that, it's no longer necessary to have the what we call the one called the Dochak Teret of Kan Velo Svirle. No! It's Kan Svirle. It's Kan Svirle, Rabosai. Kan Svirle. Why? Whenever they're ashamed Dal Mechitzis, Lo Osi Rabba Mavatli Shame Dal Mechitzis. This is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan will hold. Lo Osi Rabbim and the case of Yeser Al Kain, the only Shtei Mechitzes, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. That's exactly what we saw with the Prophet Yerushalayim. Before we get there, Abosai, before we get there, let us turn to a Tosfos of Chof Amud Aleph. On Chof Amud Aleph, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says towards the bottom, Pasib Ros, Lo Tzrichuk, Afagab, the Kobaki Barabim, you're still Chayef. Umaika Mashman, Lo Osi Rabim, Avada Mechista. That's the Gemara here. His name is Rabbi Loza. Frek the Gemara, Hom Rabbi Loza Chadazinda, we already know about it. The Mocha Bezim and Aleph. Right? Ime Hosam Havim, Ine Kan Velo Svirle. Kamashmalon, Kanus Svirle. It says Tosis, Kamashmalon, Kanus Svirle. Miul Rabbi Yochanan, Varekamalos Svirle. It's a little bit shver. A little bit shver, because they go together. Because the Chazanishna, at the Maskonis at Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is also Kanus Svirle. Whenever it is Da Shem Dal Mechitzis, Lo Osi Rabim, Umevatli Mechitzis. That's what he says. And Mele, we can say like this. Yerushalayim, it's Mevatel. Because Yerushalayim, for some reason apparently, the no shame dal mechitzis. That's what it sounds like. We don't know exactly why yet. We'll see soon. If you look at Tosfos, Rabbi, I'll say Vav and Beis. Vav and Beis. Have we read the Gemara yet? No. You haven't read the Gemara Vav yet. Let's read the whole thing of Vav. Did we? I forgot already. We'll see it again. Tana Rabbanan. On Vav Amud Aleph, last six lines. Ketzad ma'arvin derush v'sarabim oz atzuras ha'pesel mikan v'lechem v'kor mikan. Chananya omer be'eshami omer oz delos mikan v'delos mikan. Ukshe yotze v'nichnas noel. See, always be kept locked. Be'esil omer oz delos mikan v'lechem v'kor mikan. So there are three opinions. Frek the Gemara. Ushus ha'rabim mi ma'arva. You fix up a Rishus Rabim, Vatanya, Yeser Al Kain Rabbi Yehuda, Vav Amud Beis, Mi Shiyesh Hoyelosh Nei Botim Mishnei Tzidur Rishus Rabim, Also Lechem Mikan VeLechem Mikan Alkor Mikan VeKor Mikan Also Mevza Or Mulo Ein Ma'ar Rishus Rabim Bekach. Oh, that gets tough. VeChiteima Bekach Udlo Ma'arva Ha Bedlosos Ma'arva. Some of the Gersa Bedelis. Two different texts. Bedelas Marva, Bedlas Marva. That's not true. But Omar Rabbi Barachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim, Il Mole Dal Salsel, Nuulos Malayla, Chayav Nalema Shimmer Shusarabim. So to Avula de Mechuzah. So what's the Kasha? Two ways to learn Pshat and Limos Kasha, Rashi Tosis. The simple Pshat is, you need Deles Nuula Balayla. Nothing less will suffice. How can you say over here that a delas which is not nula balaylo or to us a pesach or a lechi, none of those things can work? What's it? You're right. Well, concedes the point. Om Rav Yehuda Achi Kamar Keitz and Ma'arvin Mevoos Hamafulosh in the Shusarabim. Not a Shusarabim. No, it's picture two in Tosfos. Also to us a pesach mikan, for lechi mikar mikan. Okay, this is the Gemara. Says Tosfos, Rebbeinu Shalom, V'Omar Rabba,
the last three lines of Tosfos. V'im Toma, Heichi Parach Mirabbi Yochanan. The Yom Perak Beis David Libud Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Asur Rabbi Mevat Lemechitzta. Who Pligi Alei Hasim Rabbanon. You're asking a kasha, Rabbi Osai. V'chiteima v'kachu dol marva. Habit losis marva. No, Rabbi Yochanan. What? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Osai goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. We're going clear according to the Rabbanon. What kind of question is this? The Yeshlomo, the Parach, the complicated question. Ki heichid Rabbi Yehuda b'shem dal mechitzis. The lochashiv yilei. He doesn't care too much for shem dal mechitzis, like Pazim Ross. Matzrich ne'ilo. You have to have what? Ne'ilas losos. Hachinami beis mechitzos. The lochashivi lerabbanon. They don't hold for too much. Yetzarech nila. Kotza gemarcha beis. Beis mechitzos lerabbanon. Geshem dal mechitzos Rabbi Yehuda. We just saw the Gemara. Very interesting tosfos over here. The question is a question by comparison. Just like according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Osai. Shem Dal Mechitz is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shem Dal is not Choshev. You require Ne'ila. So to Tuchatzer is from the Choshev called Rabbi Yehuda, you also require Ne'ila. That's the Gemara's question. Tosfos is bothered when he asked for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. No, there's a comparison to be drawn between one and the other. Okay? This is what Tosfos says. This is what Tosfos says. Now, comes out fine. So far, so good. But they're assuming over here, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Yochanan is a libah the Rabbi Yehuda. I repeat, a libah Rabbi Yehuda. So it's an obvious question. If the Tosfos is assuming for whatever reason there's no shame dal mechitzas in Yerushalayim, then why is Rabbi Yochanan according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan is called like Rabbanan, and Rabbanan concede, but there's no shame dal mechitzas. Pasi bros is unique. Shame dal mechitzas. Yes, there are kain. There's only shtei mechitzas. The Gemara says. Well, so about Yerushalayim, for whatever reason, it seems to also only have shtei mechitzas, or whatever, not arba mechitzas. Then how do you know Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan only said one thing: Yerushalayim, if it would not lock the doors, Yerushalayim. Even if you assume that for whatever reason Yerushalayim does not have shem arba mechitzas, even Rabbanan agree. They only argue Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to pasi biros shem dal mechitzas. So, if for whatever reason, that sounds like a Tosfos, Yerushalayim is not have shem arba mechitzas, that's the simple read of this whole Tosfos, then why did the Gemara know based on this that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? So like Rabbanan, shem dal mechitzas, you don't say about mechitzas. Yerushalayim doesn't have shem dal mechitzas. That's the only implication of this long Tosfos. This is the problem. It's all found in the Chazon Ish. Everything we say in the Tosfos is found in the Chazon Ish. You don't have a question, I mean. What's the question? Where does it say that?
Because exactly that point.
Because
the Yehuda says, I don't care about
Shema and
Mechitzos, and we can bring
Rabbi Yochanan
as a right,
but there's
no point in
this. That's Chazar again. Pim Toma. Let's read it again. Hechi Parak Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Vatli Mechitzos, his Shita, who pligi Elei Hosni Rabbanan when it comes to Pasi Biros. And what do they say? That Shem Dal Mechitzas is unique. And you don't apply also Rabbim. So the question over here also, let's say that there's no steer between what or what? Between the Mitzchazer again. V'chitema v'kach lo ma'arva habit losos mi'arva. That Adela's, let's assume, which is not locked at night. That's one shot in this Gemara. Is good enough? No. No, it's not true. Because Rabbi Yochanan says it's not good enough. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan says it's not good enough according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Kate said, Ma'arvim, the Rosh Hashanah goes according to the Rabbanan. That's the majority view. That's Tosfos Kashi.
Right. Doesn't that mean that Rabbanan would say your
claim is
not a problem because it has
Shemar Bokhisa? Oh, hold on. That would solve the whole problem. That's the Makshin, Tosfos.
Right.
So what does the Tarotzin say? V'yei Shloma, the Parach. Ki heichid l'Rabbi Yehuda b'shem dal mechitzas lo chashiv yileh. Matrich ne'ilo. As we well know, right? That's the Mishnah in Avchav Beis. Hachi na'ami beiz mechitzas in the Brisa. The lo chashivi l'Rabbanon. Yitzorach nin. You're saying I made a mistake before. Not Yerushalayim, but the Brisa. In the Brisa, there were only two mechitzas. He quotes the Gemara. Shtei mechitzas l'Rabbanon. Correct. You are correct. I was wrong. Forget Yerushalayim. The kasha is from Yerushalayim. The Gemara's kasha. But the point of the kasha is that whatever is not so important to you, what is that? What is that? Two mechitzas according to the Rabbanon and shame down mechitzas according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whatever you don't consider to be so good, Rabbi should be mevad. So he holds at the end kind of a low sphere.
Right.
Good. Let's assume this for the moment. Let's go slow. The question becomes, let's look at the Marsha for a minute over here. Let's look at the Marsha for a minute, please. Marsha. Let's go slow. Marsha is the last Marsha, well, next last Marsha, Vavim Beis. On our Tosfos. We have Yochanan, Rabbi Pasi Biros, etc. Rosh Shalom. The shame dal mechitzis, Rabbi Pasi Biros, Omane Rabbi Yehuda, Vederech Rabbim. Mishum, Dos Rabbim Mevali Mechitzta. Watch this. Vedumia Dehachi, Havi Yerushalayim, the hoysim of fuleshes mital tzodin, the chayavin mishur mishusa rabin, the omed beemtza pilush tostav chabeis. Tav chabeis. Aval rabbonon, mahani shem dal mechitzes, lo havi rishulai mishusa rabin gomer, afil beemtza pilush, lo pasi biros, sovim chachamim, ten tzodin salgat tzodin. This is exactly what is being said over here in the Marsha. I see my time is up. Okay, let's stop here. Mishum tomorrow, we'll start off with the Marsha. You have to chaz a little bit because these are a little bit complicated, as we said. We'll start with this Marsha, 1:15. We'll try to continue. We'll go over that Ramban again. We have to go over again. These are two different Shulchan. The way they read the Ramban, and then we'll go a little bit right. Okay.